Brian Baldinger going to join us in just a second here, but let's play some of Baldy's breakdowns, his Baldy breakdowns. Nick Bosa, Quinn and Williams.
This is the deepest draft for defensive linemen that I can remember for a long time. At the top of the list, Nick Bosa from Ohio State, the brother of Joey Bosa. He's got the ideal frame for a 4-3 defensive end. He can beat you as a power rusher. He can win with quickness, and he can convert speed to power, and he's got tremendous hands. The only knock on him is he's only started 11 games in his 3 years at Ohio State. The second best player in this draft is defensive tackle from Alabama, Quinnen Williams. He's got good size at 6'3", 300 pounds, great speed at a 4.83, 40 at the combine. Started all 15 games for Bama this year. He's a dominant defensive lineman. He penetrates, he disrupts, and he brings a violent frame of mind to every game that he plays. He's an instant starter in the NFL.
Woo, if you don't get fired up with the Baldy breakdown, I don't know what fires you up. At Baldy NFL on Twitter, 95.7 The Game NFL analyst, and from the NFL Network, Brian Baldinger joins us here on the Afternoon Delight on 95.7 The Game. And Baldy, Bosa or Williams, we've been talking about this for weeks now. Bosa, you believe, is the best player in this draft. Quinnen Williams, the second best player. But for the 49ers, looking at this defensive line, who would be the better fit, Bosa or Quinnen Williams?
Well, I think, you know, with what they have right now and DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead, I think a player that can truly line up at a real defensive end spot the way Nick Bosa does, I think is more valuable right now for the 49ers. But, you know, I mean, if John Lynch feels that Quinnen Williams is just a better football player, then take the better football player and adjust accordingly and let Robert Saleh figure that out and just put the best players in 49er uniforms and let that happen. So, but, I mean, if I'm just looking at positions and the way they want to run things, I would think Nick Bosa would be a better fit at this point.
But who's the better player, Baldy?
Well, I mean, both of them played about the same amount of time, Greg. I mean, you know, I mean, Quinnen Williams was really just a one-year player at Alabama, and if you add up Nick's career, he's just basically a one-year player there. You know, I just think that Nick is just further along and the way that he rushes the passer. I mean, he understands that you got to have a counter move when they take the first move away. And his hands are very good. He doesn't allow your hands to stay on you. And his feet marry his hands. I mean, I just think he's a little bit more advanced right now in getting after quarterback and beating not just good offensive tackles, but beating slide protections, beating chip blocks, seeing regular double teams. I think he's more advanced at that right now.
You know, with Nick, the comp is his brother, and his brother is a hell of a good player, and he's got, you know, Nick's got first-step quickness like his brother, and he's got just those heavy, powerful hands, and he's got speed to power, the whole thing. But there's also another Bosa in the daddy. I mean, this whole family can rush the quarterback. Did you have to block John Bosa at all in the NFL, Baldy?
Yeah, I did. At one point, I think he came in the mid-'80s. But, I mean, it's a family business, Greg. I mean, started, and really when you talk to the kids, you talk to Joey and Nick, they don't have a whole lot of interest outside of rushing the quarterback, to be honest with you. I mean, they don't really have an interest in world history or, you know, I mean, they're football players. I mean, that's what they want to do. That's what they spend their time talking about and thinking about and working at. I mean, they're pretty one-dimensional guys. And, you know, if you're a team at the top of the draft that wants to select these guys, that's a good thing. You like hearing that.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, of course, 95.7 The Game NFL analyst here on the Afternoon Delight. So you look at Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa. Is there a big gap between those two and the rest of the field when it comes to defensive lineman, Baldy?
I would say so, just from the standpoint of where the other guys are right now, whether it's Josh Allen or Montez Sweat or even a Jeffrey Simmons, who's probably would be in that conversation for being the best if he wasn't returning from an ACL tear in February. But, you know, Josh Allen was a two-star recruit out of Montclair, New Jersey. That is a self-made guy, and you like that about him. He got better every year at Kentucky. He's well coached by Mark Stoops. And you can see the improvement year to year to year. Montez Sweat was a tight end drilled 4 years ago at Michigan State. And he's kind of growing in. I've talked to his defense line coach, Brian Baker, at Mississippi State about him. And, you know, I think he has to get with the right program. I think there's an upside to him. being 6'6", 260, and running as fast as he runs, I still think he has to learn an awful lot about rushing a quarterback. And, look, if he develops the way some guys do, it usually take these defensive linemen a year to figure it out. But if he really commits himself to it, he might end up being better than all of them in this draft.
So, I mean, obviously Steve Keim gets to pick first. And then we'll see how it impacts what John Lynch and what John Gruden and Mike Mayock do and Kyle Shanahan. But we're all assuming Kyler Murray goes number one. From all your contacts in the league, do you think that'll occur? And I was watching one of your Baldy breakdowns, and everybody wants to make Kyler Murray out to be a runner, and he is. He could run a 4.33, I think. But he will stand in the pocket, and I love that one Baldy breakdown, where not this year, but the previous year when he was backing up Baker, you zeroed in on him just taking a frontal shot right to his grill, Baldy, and he just stood in there and dropped a dime and a wheel route for a touchdown.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, those are the plays you want to watch and study, obviously, Greg. You know, does he flinch? Does he shy away from those type of throws when you got to hold it that extra tick for Hollywood Brown or CeeDee Lamb or somebody to open up? And he did that in the national championship game. He stood in there and took a beating from Quinnen Williams in the front from Alabama. You know, so when you watch him, or the semifinal game. But to think that a kid like this, Greg, you know, at Allen High School, which is a Class 6A school, the biggest schools in the state of Texas, he never lost a game. You know, from age 15, he never lost a game. He won 47 straight games in high school, and a lot of these games weren't close. He was the best player on the field from his freshman year of high school. You can't discount that type of stuff. That stuff is important because he's had to come back and win games, and he's done that at Oklahoma. And he did it for a little bit at Texas A&M. He's not a runner. For anybody to describe him as a runaround quarterback, that's not who he is. He sees passing lanes because Lincoln Riley, you know, favors the deep passing game that we saw Baker Mayfield run for 3 years. They like to run deep routes. They get speedy receivers. And when you're running the coverage off, it opens up things underneath. And you can bet that wherever he goes, and he's going to go in the top 10 if he doesn't even go to Arizona, somebody is going to implement a good deep passing game where it's going to open up these running lanes underneath when everybody's got their backs turning and trying to chase these receivers down the field.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Afternoon Delight, 95.7 The Game NFL analyst. Check out his Baldy breakdowns right now on 95.7thegame.com. Looking at these quarterbacks, and I wonder what John Gruden and Mike Mayock have up their sleeve, Baldy. The Raiders with three first-round picks, number 4, 24, and 27. They look like they're in a great position here. They could trade up. They could trade down. I have no idea what they're thinking about here. What do you think the Raiders, what do you anticipate them doing on draft night here, and what's the best need for them? Is it defensive line? Is it secondary? Devin White from LSU, the linebacker who can go sideline to sideline. What do you think the Raiders have up their sleeves, Baldy?
You know, I watched Mike Mayock's press conference last week, and, you know, Mike played it really close to the vest. He said all the right things. You know, if I screw this thing up, you know, and we don't win, I'll be gone, and I'm fine with that. And I know Mike believes that. I don't think he tilted his hat at all in anything that he said. You know, the draft starts, like Greg just said, with Arizona, what they do. And if they pass on Kyler Murray, do the Raiders make a move? We know that San Francisco and the Jets won't do it. But would somebody think about jumping in front of them to take Kyler Murray? The draft is going to start with Oakland and what they can do and what they will do. And if they just play chalk and just pick at, you know, 4 and 24 and 27, you know, they need three impactful players that can help them. And you can pick a position right now, including quarterback, but you can pick running back, tight end. You could pick offensive line. You could pick middle linebacker. They filled all the holes in free agency, but they really need defensive ends that can really come off the edge. And I would say that that's got to be one of their picks. But, I mean, if they made a move for Kyler Murray, I mean, you could hear the noise, you know, from Broadway in Nashville, you know, about what that will do to the draft and the buzz that it would create if they did something like that.
Man, it's going to be fascinating. The NFL draft is finally here. 1 week away, Baldy. 1 week away. No more smoke screens. We'll see who the Niners pick at number two and the Raiders pick at number four. Baldy, always good catching up with you, man. We love the Baldy breakdowns on 95.7thegame.com. Keep up the great work, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Baldy.